Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. It's a big night in college basketball. Last year's champion Notre Dame takes on Baylor for the championship. This is women's college basketball, and if you have not been immersed in the NCAA Women's Tournament, then you've missed a lot of exciting competition, and you have plenty of company. The men's tourney gets much more attention. Some innovators are trying to make changes in support of the women's game. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us now. Shira, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Let's talk about Her Hoop Stats. Now, this website was launched in 2017. It has a goal of providing better statistical information for women's basketball. Give us a sense of what's on this site.
Everything. So you have your traditional statistics, you know, your points per game, your rebounds per game. But then you also have some advanced statistics like rebounding rate, usage rate, assist shot percentage, and much more. And as far as the teams that are covered and the players that are covered, it's women's college basketball divisions 1, 2, and 3. They hope to expand the site to pro leagues, but for now, it's a college-focused website.
Now, who uses this information? Is this more for fans or coaches or the, you know, the play-by-play and color commentators doing the broadcasts or journalists?
You've hit all the groups that are okay. Are using this. It has been a free site this season. They are starting to offer subscriptions or planning to offer subscriptions. The founder of the site, Aaron Barzilai, basically says, you know, we hope that we'll get subscriptions from fans, from players' families, maybe WNBA executives, basically people who are really invested in women's basketball.
Tell us more about why this matters and what a difference it could make.
For a long time, men's basketball and men's sports generally have had a lot of statistics available so that you can kind of dissect the game and compare teams and players. Not so for women's sports. So when you're able to get this great treasure trove of statistics for women's sports, it opens a whole other conversation. It's like giving you a new vocabulary. Without these advanced statistics, it's sort of see Jane jump, see Jane run. But then when you get these statistics, you can say, see Jane jump toward the basket with the grace and power she gained from years of gymnastics practice. I mean, there's a depth of analysis, a depth of description that comes with statistics. Also, it helps point you towards stories. So you can see trends. You can see things that are oddities, you know, things that stick out and make you say, huh, I wonder why they do X, Y, or Z. And then it might make you look deeper into that team. When I was talking to Aaron Barzilai, the founder of the website, for a piece in the Sports Business Journal, I asked him, I said, you know, what have you seen that's interested you stats-wise? And he pointed me to a team in the Midwest, Western Illinois. And he said, you know, it's interesting when you look at the statistical breakdown, they are ranked number 2 in pace of play. So they play a very fast brand of basketball. And they also shoot a lot of three-pointers. And so you begin to think, okay, fast pace, shooting a lot of three-pointers, who does that remind you of? Well, if the Golden State Warriors of a few years ago come to mind, that's exactly right. And he picked up on that and he said, I wonder what's behind that. And I think it's a good example of you look at the statistics, you see some interesting trends, and then you begin to ask, I wonder why the coach plays that style. Is it about the personnel that he has? Is he enamored with Golden State's style and just a big Golden State fan and figured he could try it out on the college level? So there are a whole bunch of questions are raised, right? And those questions lead to great stories. And I think when those stories get out there, it leads to better, you know, better interest, more interest.
How do you think the coverage has been of the tournament? You know, we're coming up on the championship tonight. How's it been?
Not as good as it should be. The games have been great, but what women's sports, women's basketball, the tournament has lacked, and this is true also of games during the regular season, is that in-depth analysis, that post-game analysis, you know, that you get with the men's game where, you know, you just want to talk and dissect what's happening on the court. The men's teams get that luxury in the programming. The women's teams and the women's competitions often don't.
All right, Shira, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Shira Springer is WBUR Sports and Society reporter. This is WBUR.